going to be about a high of 58 with west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on the Monterey Bay, the west winds 5 knots. Becoming south in the afternoon, the wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. Tonight out there, south winds 5 knots, becoming southwest 5 to 15 after midnight. And the wind waves less than 2 feet, becoming 3 feet after midnight with a west swell of 5 to 7 feet at 13 seconds. And on Sunday, the southwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 7 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, nothing new to report at this time. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080. Current temperature is 51 degrees in Watsonville and partly cloudy. It's clear in Monterey at 51 and clear in Salinas at 51 as well. We're at 52 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 10:07 on the dot on this Saturday, January 29th. Up next, we've got this Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Yo, Nikki.
Yo, Michael.
Hey, a special day, huh?
Sort of. Oh, yeah.
Right. What's so special about the Saturday special?
That it's super special.
Oh, okay. All right, well, today, yeah, today, the actual anniversary is not until 2 days from now, the 31st.
We can celebrate early, though.
Exactly, because right? It's Saturday, you know, and
yeah,
you know, we couldn't change the day. I mean, you know, we couldn't, you know yeah. What I'm trying to say.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know on KSCO Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone to our 20th anniversary Saturday special. Now, it's not that the radio station is 20 years old. It's much older than that. It's actually 60, going on 64 years this year. What were you saying, Don?
Will you still need me? Will you still need me when we're 64?
Right. Yes, the answer is yes. So stay with us the next 2 hours. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Time flies when you're having fun. Can you believe it's been 20 years since KSCO returned to local ownership and management? The actual anniversary is next Monday, January 31st, but this is such a momentous milestone that the celebration should really take place all year long. And it will. Stay tuned for particulars as we dream up the events. We'll kick things off this Saturday, though, with some reminiscences of various living KSCO personalities and perhaps some sound clips of departed ones, as well as highlights from more memorable KSCO broadcasts. So join us for a fun, informal retrospective of the last 20 years this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And by the way, if you've bought Kay's book online for pickup at the station, come on down and get it. Radio AM 1080 KSCO.
The music is barely audible there. Well, anyway. All right, here it goes. Here it goes. Here it goes. Here we go. Are you as excited as I am? Oh, my God. I think I'm going to pass away on the air.
Now, that would be a milestone.
Two thumbs up from John Sandage on that one. Now, wait a minute. What does that mean?
So here we are celebrating that millstone that you spoke of. And
that voice belongs to Don Husing. And there's another voice in the radio here. Other voice. Say,
oh, yes. Good morning, everybody. It's been 15 years since I last sat at this table.
And you guys were quite the team.
We were on
the morning show starting in, was it 91?
Yeah, April 1st, 1991.
No kidding.
Rosemary was the producer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the window washer.
Yes. Well, that will be
revealed later. You don't know about that?
It's not X-Rated Radio.
She would wash those exact windows there between here and the and Nikki.
Oh.
Well, not anymore. Nikki just walked in here.
Yeah.
But she would clean him up for me on a regular basis so I could see Don.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say about Don Husing that if anybody should be in the Radio Hall of Fame in California, it should be Mr. Husing. If he hasn't got more time on the air than anybody else in this state, I don't know who does. He also was one of the joys of my radio career, spending the morning with him. We had more fun. He is one of the funniest guys alive, and when you cut him loose, you just have to watch out because he'll get you every time, every time. So a big hand from me, for Mr.
Oh,
Hughes.
Yeah. Oh,
boy,
yeah.
Boy, thank you. And one of the things I used to say to John, I found this written down somewhere. I don't know why I had to write it down. But if you wish to have a transcript of Good Morning Monterey Bay, get a pencil and a piece of paper and write down everything we say.
There you go.
Hey, listen, there was another team member here, and he's on the phone with us. Da-da-da-da! Dick Little and his orchestra.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
Dick. Hey, Dick. Are you there, Dick?
Hi.
Oh, Dick Little.
Yes, we were on the air on the 1st of April, and then Dick joined us in June.
Oh, okay.
And kind of formatted Good Morning Monterey Bay.
And both of you guys were already fixtures for many years by then because, you know, Dick, you came to work at KSCO when, in 1967 or so, about the same time Don Husing did?
Yeah, a few months after I did.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was about 13 B.C. when I first came to work there.
Right.
Shortly before Jesus was born.
Uh-huh. Was that Bill Cloutier, B.C.? Was that the B.C. you were speaking of?
Something right. Like that, yeah.
You know, one of the legendary things about Dick Little when he was here is we used to, the prizes we used to give out as if people would win a contest or something. And I know there's many people still here in the Monterey Bay that have Dick Little pocket protectors. How are you doing, Dick?
It contained all the pens and pencils and the highlighters.
Marks on his shirt just where he would put the above where you why the pocket protector was there. He couldn't always hit that.
You sound suspiciously like John Standage.
Yeah, yes, I am. I'll meet you in the hallway and we'll argue.
I thought you were dead.
Oh,
well, sometimes
what,
he might
that's
be.
That's what Swirling said, too. What happened here?
I thought you passed away a couple of years ago.
No, I'm still up and at 'em. And you?
Oh, I'm courageously forging ahead.
Are you doing any radio up there in northern California?
No.
None?
No.
Huh.
I don't do radio anymore.
What do you do, Mr. Little?
I write a column for our local newspaper.
Well, you did that here,
And
too.
The name of the local newspaper?
The name of the local newspaper?
Yeah, do you remember it?
No.
Oh.
Okay. You mean the Sentinel? Are you talking about the Sentinel?
He writes for the local newspaper up where he's from, but he can't remember the name of it. What is it? Of
Mr.
course you can.
Promotions, we used to call him.
We might get you a couple of sales. You know, someone it's might send in a nickel. Or...
I'll say. I do remember it. It is the Paradise Post.
Paradise Post.
The Paradise Post.
Excuse me for laughing. Paradise Post. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hate to, say
so,
this.
You went from the pillar of the community to the post. So from pillar to post.
Yeah, pillar to post. Yeah. And back again. Yeah, I'm sitting up here. I'm about 3,000 feet above sea level, breathing the clean air that's up here while you sit down in that smog-filled basin known as the Monterey Bay Area. Too bad. The smog-filled basin of the Monterey Bay.
He's a little
His memory's gone, too.
Yes, that's gone. I'm not even sure it wasn't gone before he left. But.
Yeah.
Well, I sure miss seeing you, Dick. Those were fun mornings. We used to have such a lot of fun. Dick and I would meet in the hallway. I was the token liberal, and Dick was a conservative here. One of the many, and we would meet in the hallways and argue while the commercials were on. It was a lot of fun. We'd start at 6 in the morning, we'd go till 9 o'clock, and we had the fishing report guy. What was his
name? Ken.
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 Yeah. And who talked real fast?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
From Los Gatos.
Yes.
The jewelry store.
The sort of
and
jewelry.
I think he lives over here.
Yeah, he does.
It was like the pickles. Was it a gherkin?
A gherkin.
Ken Gherkin,
Ken
right.
Bada boom, bada bing. And and numerous other people. I look back fondly at the memory of John Adams. Uh-huh.
Did he pass on?
No, but I haven't seen him, and he doesn't return phone calls, but he emails me occasionally.
As I recall, he was about the third president of the United States.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he and I had, we did something where we had to get our hair cut on the air.
Well, John Adams had very long hair.
It was off.
Down to his shoulders.
It was
silver.
Silver.
Yes, John Adams was. But John Adams, our John Adams, was our first computer geek, really, here. And he went on to start a dot-com company that made him a whole bunch of money in the first year and a half, and then he lost it all, and it went upside down.
He lost it all?
Most. He got a car and a house out of it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
rags to riches.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was part when you were here in the afternoon. So it was you, it was John Gorman, it was John Adams, so it was three Johns, no waiting.
That's right.
You were on in the afternoon?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, I did the afternoon drive for a while.
I totally spaced out on that.
Well, I did most of the daytime except that 9 to 12 slot that's been filled by the heavy set guy from the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
No, actually from Sacramento.
Delta. Right. and now living in Florida.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Saturday special commemorating 20 years of KSCO's return to local ownership and management. Can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, it's gone by fast.
20 minutes, it seems like, you know. But an awful lot has happened, and I'm so pleased to have John Sandage and Don Husing in the station here in the studio. We're reminiscing about the old Good Morning Monterey Bay. And on the phone, wish you were here, Dick, but you're here anyhow on the phone, and that's great. Dick Little, who was Mr. KSCO from, 67 to 95 or something like that. I mean, that's like 30, you know, more than 30
years. Well, he was Mr. Santa Cruz. Supervisor, was it, Dick? County supervisor?
Against Gary Patton.
Against Gary Patton.
Yeah. And also,
he got my fanny whipped.
He also was a voice of the
Crusader Rabbit.
No.
Oh. maybe not. I just always thought so.
With the Offices of Emergency Services, Santa Cruz Office of the Earthquake.
Oh, that's right.
Eddie Hudson and John Muth was here at the station, and Dick was with the part of the when the broadcasters kind of ran the EBS system.
Right.
You guys probably don't remember this, but they named me Man of the Year.
That's right.
That's right.
That year he also was a Good Time Readers Poll winner.
Yes, I was.
Yep.
Golly, Dick.
Man,
the infamous Dick Little, right?
Do you have that trophy case in the living room now?
Oh, yeah. It covers an entire wall of all the wonderful trophies that I've won. I've won several others since I've come up here.
Right.
You know, you might want to play that little thing that we had set up on the CD that sort of introduces all of this and all of us.
You know what, Don's talking about, Nikki? Have you got that? Okay, yeah. Well, if you, Don,
sure.
It's a good, appropriate time to do that. So let's do that. I'll put Dick on hold so he can hear it. Okay?
All right. The story of my life. Everybody puts me on hold. I don't get no respect up here. No respect at all.
Okay, roll it.
At the close of the year 1990, Fuller Jeffrey Broadcasting was considering turning KSCO AM into a children's radio station, carrying children's programming. It was at that time that Michael Zwirling approached Fuller Jeffrey to buy the station. And so KSCO sold for a third time. Here's its newest owner, Michael Zwirling.
I made the deal to purchase KSCO on October 16th, 1990, which is exactly 1 year after the 1989 earthquake. Didn't actually take over operation of the station until about 3 months later on January 31st, 1991. What I wished to do with KSCO was what I had wished to do for about 25 years, and that is change it into a talk radio station for the Monterey Bay and Central California areas. Even San Jose has never had its own talk radio station. And I never could quite understand how such a large geographical area, a major metropolitan area, didn't have a news talk facility. And I guess it's because everybody was just taking it for granted that KGO was it. Well, I didn't believe that KGO needed to continue to be it, certainly for the Monterey Bay area and probably even for Silicon Valley, so that we could actually step in and maybe someday fill that void. But certainly, we could fill the void of a news talk radio station for the Monterey Bay area communities.
The only two programs to carry over from the Fuller Jeffrey years to the new KSCO were John Muth's Noon Balloon and Rush Limbaugh. The first new program to be produced by Michael Zwirling's new company was Good Morning Monterey Bay. Here's Don Husing.
Good Morning Monterey Bay began a few months after Michael Swerling took ownership of KSCO. On April 1st, 1991, John Sandage and I began. Dick Little joined us in the summer of 91, refining the program content to news, traffic, weather, sports, and interviews, or what was called newsmakers.
You know, every morning, weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m., KSCO brings you Good Morning, Monterey Bay. Dick Little gives you the local news while Don Husing gives you state. CNN gives the whole world while John Sandage comes in late. Good morning, Monterey Bay. Let KSCO start your day. 1080 a.m. Good morning, Monterey Bay.
After John.
Okay, so thank you, Nikki. And thank you, Don, for producing that. And Billy, I guess, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. His voice at...
And William Strickland.
And William Strickland.
Oh, man.
That, yeah.
What a Dick genius. And I and guy. John all got together and
screwed everything up.
Well,
well, I was originally hired here because of my political stance further to the left than the ownership of the station.
Was, yeah, that was before we decided that the morning show should be apolitical. You know, that was decided later on. I didn't even decide it. You know, the staff decided that later on.
Well,
but,
you're right. I was supposed to be the anti-Rush Limbaugh at that time, which was an easy job. I mean, he says so many things you can talk about. And at any rate, I went sometime in the afternoon, and then I did the afternoon drive. I filled most everything except the 9 to noon slot here, and the noon slot was the noon balloon.
You know, we did you stop listening to KSCO, well, at all during the 3.5 year period that Rush wasn't with us?
Yeah, and I can't remember who was there. I tuned in, you know, it's compelling radio for me as a lefty, because I need to know what the right is talking about. And I know what the left is talking about because I follow that, but I need to hear this. And
you were always a very, very good lefty, except when it came to property rights. Then you were on the right with all of us other rednecks here, you know.
Well, you know who I ran into? Is her name Janelle?
Janelle, yeah.
She was the leader of
Citizens for Planning Reform. That's how I was hanging around KSCO when I found out it was for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, by doing that Citizens for Planning Reform talk show.
Well, I ran into
Dick,
her.
You remember all that? You were here then, Dick.
Oh yes, I remember all that. It was it was Ring Around the Rosie time.
Yes, it was.
As Rosemary Chalmers would also. It's funny she had a last name like Chalmers, because she also she often chimed in on things, you know.
Like Chalmered in.
Yes, right.
Well, she was the producer of the show. She set up the guests and took care of the phones and cleaned the windows. Can I tell
sure.
the, because this was one of the favorite parts of the day for most of us.
Didn't she also repair your car?
Yeah, she did that on a couple of occasions. You remember, Dick, the window between where Nikki James now sits in the control room and then this room here. What do you call these two rooms now?
Well, this is the talk studio, that's the control room, as it always was.
So the windows would get dirty on occasion, and Rosemary would come in and she'd spray a little water on them, and then she'd get up and stand in front of the windows like this and wash the windows.
No,
with her breasts, not her bare breasts, but her semi-covered breasts, and that would be a distracting moment in morning radio.
Why was I systematically excluded?
Because you wouldn't get up early enough. You wanted to come sort of sauntering in on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. You didn't want any of that early morning stuff.
Right.
Can you imagine Dick Little every morning at 5 o'clock?
I filled in for you a bunch of times.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
And that was sort of fun, actually.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yeah, it really
You know,
was.
Morning radio can be a lot of fun. I don't know if it's much fun for the listeners as it is for the participants, but we had a great time.
Like right now, for example, we haven't invited phone calls. Usually when people are really interested in what they're hearing, they call the Saturday special without my even inviting them to, and no one's called. So
well,
this is probably just a private...
Well, it's between us.
Well, Dick Little called.
Yeah.
Well, no, but he's part of the...
He doesn't count.
All right.
It tells you how desperate I am for something to do.
Oh, good, Dick. Good one. Do you ever come down and visit anymore? You used to come down and on a sort of regular basis.
What, are you kidding me? Come down there from paradise?
From the smog filled. What about the floods you had up there in paradise a few years back?
There's no flooding up here. We're 3,000 feet above sea level. Everything
big
flows
flood.
Downhill.
Big flood.
You must have been thinking about the fires.
Oh, maybe that's it. Or was it the earthquakes? Or was it the pestilence?
No, what is it?
The tornadoes.
The only thing we worry about here is we're about 60 miles south of an active volcano. Outside of that, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah,
that's what they said about Mount Helens, wasn't it?
Now, Mr. Logic.
Actually, it was the last volcano to erupt in the United States of America.
The right. Other states of America.
Prior to the most recent one in Iceland, I guess. I'm sorry. St. Helens blew its top after. Yeah, 1914
and
was good one,
and
St. Helens then blew its top in around 2000. Anyway, a little history there on volcanoes, something guys got to worry about down there.
Now, Mr. Logic was on Skype, and maybe he is. Wait a minute. Are you there, Mr. Logic?
I'm here.
You are there. Oh, good.
He's also calling from paradise.
Yeah.
How is these two people from paradise calling on two different phones? This
now you,
or do
you,
they only have one phone?
I guess phones being used. So,
all right. Now let me. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to KSCO who listened to KSCO years ago. You know, even back 20 years ago, and we're talking about it, even farther back. But I got to let people know who Mr. Logic is. His real name is Bob Bishop. And Bob and I became acquainted when I was the president of this Apple Computer Users Group of Santa Cruz County for a three-year period from like 1980 through 83 or something like that, or 80 through 82. And Bob is one of the first, I think you were employee number 8 or something like that of Apple Computer. Is that right, Bob?
No, it was like 100 and something.
Oh, was that much? Well, okay, still one of the original ones, and you were personally hired by Steve Wozniak because you had made his invention, the Apple II, do things that even he couldn't imagine that it was capable of doing, and you did that all in software. You were a physicist from the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena at the time, I think, right?
Right.
And you became interested in the whole notion of personal computing, and you found out about the did you have an Apple One, or was it only at the Apple Two that you got involved with Apple?
No, I had an Apple One. In fact, I traded it in to get my Apple Two, because back in those days I couldn't afford an Apple Two.
Do you wish you hadn't traded it in?
If I hadn't, I wouldn't have gotten an Apple Two, and I'd probably still be working down at JPL.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, Woz asked you to go to work for Apple. Didn't really know what to do with you except keep you away from the competition, which was Atari at the time, I think, right?
Right.
And so what did you do? You just sort of had fun with Woz, you know, making the computers do things?
Yeah, basically. They turned me loose to do whatever I wanted to do and just wanted to keep me happy so I wouldn't leave, basically.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Could I just because
sure.
That's the way they treated me here. just so I wouldn't leave, I was treated so perfectly. Yeah.
Now,
I just
the,
wanted to.
Was Bob the fellow that enabled people to download porn on the computer? Was he the?
Were you Bob?
not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow,
for setting that straight.
When Bob and I became acquainted, he was already like a rock star in the world of Apple computing. We used to have these monthly meetings at Cabrillo College, and Bob showed up at one of those meetings, and I used to ask people to stand up or say who they are and what they're here for, and he said, when I came to him, he says, my name is Bob Bishop, and every head turns, you know, and I say, not the Bob Bishop, and he says, well, I guess so, so. Anyhow, I became acquainted with Bob, and he was very frustrated at the time that computers weren't being sold as fun problem-solving things. They were being sold as, you know, business tools and productivity things. That was always a source of great disappointment to you, right, Bob? And so I don't know, some close to 10 years later, after you had long since retired and gone traveling around the United States in your RV just to sort of discover, you know, Americana.
All right, Bob.
I should break in here for a minute. I just lost you. I have a very, very flaky internet connection, so I may be dropping out.
Okay. Well, let's see. You know that Dick Little is on with us, and he's on a plain old telephone. Would that be better if you got on a plain old telephone too?
Or I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, you're on a plain old cell phone. I mean, a cell phone. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyhow, so the story here, just continuing the story real quickly here. I hadn't seen Bob in several years, and he was blowing through town one day, and long around 1991 or 92. And he stopped by and said, geez, I heard that you bought the radio station here in town. I said, yeah, let's go to lunch. And so we went to lunch up the street. And it was during that conversation that it hit me. I said, wow, this is finally the opportunity for Bob to have some fun with computers and start a little club. And so I said, you're going to be doing a radio program. I didn't ask him. I told him. and I gave him the name Mr. Logic because his mind works like a computer, you know, very, very, you know, non-emotional, you know, if this, then that, and so forth. And I said, so you're going to be Mr. Logic, and you're going to come up with a program that you're going to have all the fun that you, with computers and science and technology and brain teasers and everything that you like, that you always were frustrated that the world of computers is not heading in that direction. And so I said, you come up with the name of the show. And you came up with the following name, right? What's the name you came up with, Mr. Logic?
Thinking Machine.
Yeah. That's right. And somewhere, actually, I do have, it's just the strangest thing. I have thousands, I mean, literally thousands of cassettes, you know, in boxes. They're not properly cataloged or anything like that.
You mean you use that old system where you just toss them in the box when you're ready? Yeah,
exactly. But right out on the top of a table today was Mr. Logic's original program. And I do have that in my pocket here, if I could find my jacket. And I can give that to Nikki, maybe we play a little bit of that. But that went on to become a really, really popular program on Sundays. And it was very frustrating to Mr. Logic because increasingly he was preempted by sports, right? And you didn't like that at all, and the audience didn't like it, and we were just trying to find our stride. We kept trying to do everything to make money and keep the place alive, and someone said that, oh, if you have the Oakland A's on, or you do football or college football or something like, you'll make $250,000, and instead we made, you know, $200 or something after. But anyhow, so you were preempted a number of times. But you still got to build quite a thinkers club, right, Mr. Logic? I mean, you know, in the many hundreds, right? In the high hundreds. I think Mr. Logic has dropped off again.
I came back. I did drop off just for about 30 seconds there.
Okay. So anyhow, wanted to welcome you back to KSCO, and I thought I called you and said, geez, please call the 20th anniversary show. And I really want to talk to you about doing a reprise or reprise, however you say it, of the Thinking Machine. One day soon. I know you're really busy these days with changes, and you're doing teaching up there in the same town with Dick Little. How did that happen?
Well, strange things happen in the world.
Yeah.
You know, in a little insert, do you know Bill Goldsmith?
Sure.
He lives there also. He moved up there.
Oh, yeah, Radio Paradise.
Yeah, he has Radio Paradise, which he is running as like a nonprofit. He was the guy who first put the first live concert ever put on the internet was done by him and another station that I'm not supposed to mention down in San Lorenzo
K-Pig,
Park.
K-Pig, it's cool. We're fine. Yeah. We're way past
good.
That.
Well, anyway, he was the genius that made K-Pig the first streaming station.
Was it actually the first? I know it got real popular. And it was the top rated, but I didn't know that it was the absolute first.
The absolute first and the absolute first live concert.
Right. So, anyhow, you're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special. It's a retrospective of the last 20 years of local ownership and management of your favorite radio station. It's MZ here in the studio with Nikki James, pilot in command. Thank you, Nikki. Great job as always. John Sandage and Don Husing are in the studio with me. And you are invited to call 479-1080 if you want to join in the party, okay? if you want to say hello to Don or and John and recall some particular recollection of KSC in the last 20 years, love to hear from you. Again, 479-1080. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back. Stay with us.
I'm sure you must have heard this again and again.
What would you get if you combined the great taste of that breakfast drink Tang along with 187 different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes added in the healing properties of green tea?
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Let me share with you a new tasty treat idea. Take one packet of Polyburst energy drink and pour it into a hot cup of water. That's right, a hot cup. Mmm, tastes delicious, especially in these cold, chilly days. Or instead of a cup of coffee or tea.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Long-term sustained energy without the jitters. It helped people lose weight and gave more cellular nutrition than the best multivitamin known to man.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
The natural energy drink polymers. Try it, you'll like it.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
All right, everybody, listen up. VitaminGoddess.com. That's right. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. What are you laughing at? Come on. You've heard me for years proclaim the advantages of getting all your essential supplements, vitamins, and minerals. But of course, where else? VitaminGoddess.com. You can remember that. VitaminGoddess.com. VitaminGoddess.com. Come on. Or VitaminGod.com. Why? Because it seems like everybody and their monkey's uncle is on the internet. So why not you? If you are, check it out. Go see a beautiful website and a beautiful way to get all your supplements. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. And remember, may you live long and prosper.
What did you want to say, John Sandage?
Oh,
yeah.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
All right. I want some kudos for your station. You've done some great hiring recently. First of all, Rosemary Chalmers in the morning is brilliant. She is not a political person on the air, and she keeps a very good, entertaining morning show.
I taught her everything she knows.
I know. You and me.
Oh, that's right.
Right, yeah. She came in and trained.
And Dick, yeah.
And Dick Little.
Yeah.
And then you hired Charlie Friedman in the afternoon. And I think that's just a brilliant move. He is a right-wing Republican, but he's a moderate right-wing Republican who doesn't get all upset and yell and scream. And
he's very, very professional.
Very professional, and I think he has added a ton of listenability to your station.
And what about Alex Jones?
May I?
Yeah.
I was listening Wednesday night, and I've got to tell you why. This is one of the main reasons I do not like this man. You know who Rachel Maddow is?
Yes.
He called her Mr. Richard Mancow over
Mr. Richard Mancow?
Yeah, because she's a lesbian.
And then what does that have to do with Mancow or Mr. Or,
well,
okay,
because
Mr., I guess,
Maddow, yeah. Mr. Richard Maddow, it becomes Mr. Richard Mancow because Rachel is her name and he makes that Richard. And then Maddow he makes into Mancow. And then he says she looks like an NFL linebacker.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this is a guy who is coming up with things that we should be listening to and he cannot deal with somebody who has a different sexual preference, then what good is he? I think that was the rudest, most terrible thing I've heard in a long time on any radio station, that this guy would have to insult somebody that way because of their sexual preference. Where does he live, in the 17th century? I mean, it just was the rudest thing.
And Rachel Maddow doesn't hit below the belt or doesn't
but
do
she
any,
doesn't
any of that
call
kind
people
of stuff.
Names like that. She's snippy.
Oh.
She's snippy. That's an out. That, you don't think there's anything wrong with that?
I just think it's a style, you know. You and I disagree
on
a lot.
That's what I questioned. I didn't ask you, but if you thought, I thought you think that's okay.
No, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong to
belittle somebody because of their sexual preferences.
Yeah, that's not very nice, is it?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's like belittling people because of their religious affiliation or whatever. If you because. It's
Before that, when you heard that from Alex on Wednesday, I think you said.
Yeah.
Before that, you listened to him regularly?
I listen to him on Wednesday nights when I'm coming back from doing something I do on Wednesday
nights.
I gotcha.
Okay.
And I hear the theme music, which sounds like music from a horror movie, you know, they're coming to get you, don't go in the cellar. And it's a fear tactic that he uses throughout the whole show. And, of course, he sells seeds to people because the end is coming and you have an acre's worth of seeds here that you can plant in your living room if you live in an apartment.
And gold, right?
And gold, yeah.
Precious
gold
metals.
Because everything is falling apart. He works absolutely on fear, and I think that's one of the major problems we have is the fear factor and the rudeness. And everybody's talked about the rudeness, but he's a leading advocate of that.
Isn't it amazing have you noticed how much he's gained in popularity? Or maybe you haven't.
Well, how would I know?
This is probably one of the first semi-mainstream stations that he's on. But forget it. Forget if he wasn't on any radio stations at all. Suppose he was just on the internet, which he is. And by the way, I don't think you know that he is the top internet radio, not radio, but audio and video personality on planet Earth.
I mean, that's a website.
Millions and millions and millions of people listen to him every day.
That I find very frightening.
Are you just learning that right now?
Yeah, well, I knew he was on the internet. I didn't know.
No,
he was
you didn't know how popular he is.
No, but you know, here popularity on the internet. KZSC is the most listened to college station on the internet.
Uh-huh.
That and $10 might get you something downtown to eat.
Right.
You know, I don't know listening on the internet and who it is and worldwide what all of that means. All I know is that kind of speech and that kind of philosophy, there's got to be a better way of communicating with people. If he is right about any of his black helicopter stuff, then there should be a little civility in it. If it's really true, then we all should be doing something about it. But the way he presents it, I can't believe him.
Dick, do you know who we're talking about? What do you think of Mr. Jones? Have you heard him?
I haven't heard him specifically. No, I know of Rachel Maddow.
Uh-huh.
And you know, she's of course MSNBC, which she's on, is about the lowest rated cable station in the world. So.
Yeah.
Well, it would be the second highest rated cable system in the United States. But other than that, you're right.
MSNBC.
Right. Yes. Right behind the right wing one.
Fox.
Right behind Fox. They're the second highest rated.
You're kidding.
No, that's not true, John.
Well,
that's my facts.
That's my facts.
Okay, John's
Can we
facts.
Use my facts?
I understand. Okay. Yeah, my understanding was from reading industry publications that MSNBC is in the bottom of the...
Well, even wherever it is, what my point was in calling Rachel Maddow names because of her sexual orientation... That is so wrong, so bad. We're going fighting in the military. We're fighting every place for equality in this country. And what does this jerk do except call her names and say she looks like an NFL linebacker? Now, what does that have to do? And I don't think she does.
She doesn't look like
she's a very attractive woman.
She doesn't look like an NFL linebacker.
She's very, very slightly built and very slender. And I don't know any NFL linebackers who look like that. So I agree with you that was an inappropriate characterization.
But what about
the sexual part?
Does it make her stupid or something because she has a different sexual
profile? I don't know.
What's the point of it?
John?
Yes. Come on, let's get out in the hallway here, Dick. We need to argue.
Relax. You know, because everything that's on a TV and a radio, every one of those boxes has an off button. And you're entitled to turn it off if you don't like what's on.
But I need to listen to find out what you folks are thinking about.
And you keep tuning into Alex Jones, probably. And you probably keep tuning in
every Wednesday night
to
for
Rush.
20 minutes.
Okay. All right.
What do you mean you folks are talking about?
What I said, you folks. You and whoever would like to put yourself in that category with Alex Jones.
Now, here's someone.
I don't know who Alex Jones is.
I want to bring someone into the conversation.
We got the phones ringing, Michael.
It's none other than Roger in Pacific Grove.
I've always thought of her as Rachel Mad Cow.
Well, that's what he said, Mad Cow.
Oh.
He said, but he called her
Mr. Man Cow.
Mr. Richard. Mr. Richard Man Cow.
Well, Man Cow is a radio personality. Well, he's a friend of mine. He's been on this show plenty of times. So but, I didn't realize that. But, anyhow, Roger, welcome to the Saturday special. Thank nice of you to call.
It's always nice to be here.
Let me explain who Roger is. Roger is a former broadcaster and maybe still a webcast. I don't know. We
you
have
can
to catch
say
up.
Pasquire.
Okay, it's Roger. It's the Roger Pasquire.
No, the. Okay.
Yeah, the Roger Pasquire. Roger used to own KOCN, very popular FM radio station here in the Monterey Bay Area. And one day, I mean, it was moderately successful, right? But one day when you decided to flip it to oldies, it became wildly successful overnight. So much so, Roger, that Clear Channel came and made you an offer you couldn't refuse, right?
They were doing that all over the place at that time, so why not, I guess.
Yeah. Take the money and run.
Absolutely.
You did it at the right time, didn't you?
That's right, you know. About
99?
What was that?
It was 1998, 1999?
Yeah, 1997.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll tell you something. I remember when we first came into the market looking for a radio station to buy, the guy sent me up to Santa Cruz. And this was in 1985 or something.
Ah, because KSCO was for sale then.
It was for sale then. And, you know, it had the FM with it, of course, and they were bragging about all the ideas. It was going to be a big signal into San Jose. And it was, it looked very interesting, but scared me.
Well, the price they wanted was pretty good price.
It was
like $3.5 million back then in 1984, 85.
But I remember walking into that place and just thinking, wow, you know, the studio is really, it's a really neat studio. It just takes you back into the
40s.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it had that studio where you could have a whole orchestra in there.
And that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's exactly where we are.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger, hold on. There's Montana calling. It says don't keep on hold for very long. So let's bring Montana into the conversation. Hello, Montana.
Well, good morning, Michael.
Hey, it's Steve Hartman.
I called to save your butt since John Sanders is there.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
My favorite conservative.
Let me do my business first, because Michael evidently forgot today. The following live KSCO program may present viewpoint and commentary, which you may not agree with. If you disagree with something you said, please call in at our 831-479-1080 number, or you may fax us at 475-2967.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. We don't have that very much anymore. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us in order to help us balance.
But, you know, that's a good thing about you, Michael. You don't care. You know, you have always kept right up there. You've said what you needed to say. It wasn't based on, you know, some money coming in the door or something. I think that's
clearly.
Clearly.
Boy, Roger's got that right.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Because we ask people, and we ask our lovely, our wonderful, precious listeners to help us when we need some extra cash around here, and they always step up to the plate. Like, you know, for, especially around September or October when we have to pay those FCC fees.
Oh, a pledge drive.
It's just like you forgot to remind people that...
Next, you'll be bringing in NPR.
If you hadn't stayed at my house to make your deal to buy the station, you wouldn't have had enough money for the down payment.
That's true.
Get points, Steve? Yeah. Did you get points?
Did I get what?
Any points in the station for that?
No.
No.
We watched Flashback together with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
That was a great movie that I watched at Steve's house. And I was up there to either... invest in some Sacramento area real estate, which I heard was, you know, really booming, you know, back then, or make a deal to buy KSCO because the Fuller Jeffrey Broadcasting and Mobile Home Sales Company was located there in Sacramento. That was
you made the right decision, Michael.
Do you remember Doc Fuller, the format that he put on the FM station? I can't remember. It was called Rainbow Music or Colors. What was that music with techno something?
It was whale fart music.
Boring jazz. Smooth
jazz.
It was
new age music. It was beautiful music.
Oh, I know. They said they were going to get a 12 share.
Well, they did get a pretty high share, but I don't think it ever sold. I don't think it was a financially viable form, which I don't understand because usually big numbers translate into.
Yes,
where do you
it
put
did.
Whale sounds on and not an elevator?
It did for 1 month because there was a woman salesperson who brought in $50,000 in sales 1 month.
Whoa!
She sold a lot over in San Jose, but that was for, like I said, it was 1 month.
Yeah, I'll bet she sold a lot over there.
Yeah. We've almost spent that money now, too.
Yeah. Wow. But no, it for a short period of time, it was, you know, it filled dentist offices and doctor's offices and...
elevators.
And elevators right next to Kenny G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyhow, I can't believe that 20 years has gone by. Thank you so much for calling in, Roger.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize that you had actually looked at KSCO before I did.
I was concerned that you were still walking somewhere out on Highway 68.
Yeah, we almost did that yesterday. We almost got to get together and I can't wait to hear your ideas.
Yeah, okay. Well, you take care.
Thank you. That was Roger Pasquire, a fine broadcaster who sold his station here 13-14 years ago.
Also, look at the lights. I mean, every line is
lit okay.
Up
we
here.
Got it. We got it. Okay. We have Dick and we have Mr. Logic and we want to keep everybody and Steve Hartman here, but we have Michael in Live Oak here. So let's bring Michael in Live Oak on and welcome him to KSCO. Well, Michael, you're on.
Good morning.
Hey.
Before I get to my comment, how long was KSCO Colors? How long did
2-3 years?
Yeah, 2-3 years. Yeah.
And then before that, the original KSCO, had that been a variety? Did they have talk radio and?
No, it was what I referred to as, if you excuse the expression, the poor man's K-Bay. Do you remember K-Bay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was music like that and older.
Okay.
You should have seen the record collection that was in the garage. I don't know if it still is, but there was all of the
we
the
have
library.
All of them. I think they're all warped, though, because I think it got too hot in the garage.
But it was an incredible collection of 40s and LPs. When LPs first came out, it was very pop, very middle of the road.
Some LPs that have never even been opened in 60 years.
Yeah.
And they're still in the original
And there's probably a good reason for that.
It's kind of like what Comey is now. In music, except a lot more instrumentals.
Okay. So, Michael, when you bought the station, you acquired all those jingles that you used?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we've got them somewhere that we can just play a whole bunch of them.
It opened the Saturday special.
Yeah.
It was Time Tunes and Temperatures.
Yeah.
What I played for years. Yeah.
Well, if you can
and there's
find
a second Dago. Half one, too.
Yeah, you mean this one?
Good morning.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
very quickly, I just wanted to the name of the guest that was talking about Alex Jones and how he wasn't particularly a big fan.
Yeah, that's John Sandage. He's here.
John, yeah, I would agree. I think I hear a lot of ranting and raving, but I don't really see the point. I don't know if you've heard of Joyce Riley.
Yes, I have.
She has a show.
She's on the same network as Alex, actually.
She has a show called The Power Hour. And that I really appreciate, because she's offering things that people can do rather than just a lot of, you know, the end is coming, and it's just more positive.
Yeah.
That's just my comment. The other thing, Michael, I actually enjoy Comey, and you know, I know that you like Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
But he seems to be represented, do you play it twice per day on that station?
Yeah, we play it live when it's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. weeknights, and then we record it and put it on during the drive time where it used to be on KSCO when it was so popular. We're certainly not going to bump Charlie out of there because he's doing great.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people who have requested Phil Hendry back when they found out that he was back on the air doing the comedy route. He was back on the air for a couple of years being more of a traditional, you know, political talk host, and I wasn't interested in that because there's enough of that already. But when he started doing his old routines again, that he's just brilliant, I figured it made all the sense in the world. And I have been getting a good number of emails from people who are upset that you know, little by little we're eating away the nice music. So
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always a delicate balancing act, Michael, here to try to please as many people as possible. So.
All right, but at least there's still music some of the time.
Yeah, a good amount of the time. From 9 to noon, we have Alex Jones live. From 12 noon to 1 p.m., we have Doc Wallach live.
Oh, you play Alex on both stations?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there's not enough hate out there. We should get him on twice.
So anyhow.
Anyway, Michael, thank you for your good service to the community.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the kind words here.
Also, the Sharks are carried on Comey.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. So what would we do without Comey? Because it gives us some extra programming time to fill, right? So.
Well, yeah, you went oldies on that for a while. What happened with that?
They sold, for one thing, didn't they?
No. What happened is I don't like – I'm a bigot. To be honest, I am a bigot. I'm not a racial bigot. I'm a big corporate America bigot.
Yeah.
And big corporate America owned that satellite format, that the oldies format. And it came time to renew that format. And I told them under what conditions I would renew, and they said that wasn't good enough for them. They wanted more than I was willing to give them. So I just said, okay, it's time to part company.
Good for you.
Yeah, and so that's what happened there. We decided that we could do our own oldies format and do a hell of a better job anyhow, and that's what we've doing. So I feel really bad that Michael and other people have been sending me emails saying, what are you doing? You got the best, you know, oldies format around, and you're eating into it. What the hell's the matter with
Who's programming that?
David Jackson, the curator of different David Jackson. No, this is the David Jackson who is the director of the Bay Area Broadcast Museum. Brilliant guy, you know. Yeah, Don, you know David Jackson.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, DJ, yes. We call him here.
And I'm waiting for him to return some CDs to me.
It's the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We got John Sandage and Dick Little on the phone. Dick is on the phone. John is in the studio. Don Husing is in the studio. I'm in the studio, although you'd never know it here. I don't think I'm anywhere at the moment. And you are out there calling 479-1080 if you care to become part of the program. Steve Hartman is there. Are you still there, Steve?
Kinda.
Okay, good. All right. And Mr. Logic is in paradise along with Dick Little. And here's Craig in Boulder Creek. Craig, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, I've been there for a few weeks, Don Husing.
Uh-huh.
I used to talk to him sometimes in between the breaks on the Saturday afternoon at the Met. I live in Boulder Creek.
Wow.
Went to his house and saw some of his old radios and stuff that he had. And things, and Mr. Berlin let me borrow some of the records that he had there at the opera from time to time.
Many of which are still here, I think.
Yeah, probably. And things. So I was involved with the Ham Radio Club and stuff, and I used to come down to the station and hang around. Remember, was it Tom Rader?
Oh, Tom Rader.
Tom Rader, yeah.
And a bunch of others and there from the 60s and 70s and the 80s.
We're coming up on the 11 o'clock news here, in about 10 seconds. So I want to thank you for calling and weighing
good
in.
Good to talk to you, Craig.
Yeah,
good on you, Don.
Appreciate it. That's it for hour number one of the Saturday special. We've got another hour ahead, so stay with us right here on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 11 o'clock. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. It is evening in Egypt, and the streets of Cairo are quieting, but anti-government protesters spent a fifth day today demonstrating against their government. Let's go live to Cairo now in Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
Karen, I'm looking at some police trucks just slowly drive towards Tahrir Square, which, as you know, means Liberation Square. Tahrir is Arabic for liberation. Now, it has quieted down. I just walked down to Tahrir Square, which is just a few blocks from where I'm standing now, and there were quiet sit-ins going on with a couple of groups of several hundred people coming in, chanting out, out Mubarak and down, down Mubarak, which we've been hearing. The most interesting thing, I saw a heart spray painted on the turret of the tank next to graffiti that said, down with Mubarak. And as I walked back, I bumped into two men that were holding police batons, but they burst into big grins, and they said to me, don't worry, you can go to sleep and sleep safely. The people are now the police, and you're protected. Karen?
Courtney, it is expected President Obama will be briefed on the situation in Egypt later today. Earlier this afternoon, Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and others met to determine what should be done. President Obama used his weekly address to, among other things, sell clean energy. The address was recorded at a clean energy plant in Wisconsin. The president also said it's important to move America forward.
My State of the Union, I talked about how we get there. It starts by making sure that every single child can get a good education and every American can afford college or career training.
Republicans say it's imperative to draw the line on spending. Wisconsin Senator Ray Johnson spoke for the GOP this week. He said far too much was spent on the stimulus. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Four former CIA hunters become the hunted in this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup. Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, and Helen Mirren are framed and victims of a cover-up in red. A busy John Malkovich also stars as the trainer of the greatest racehorse in history in Secretariat, the inspirational story of the 1973 Triple Crown winner. The allegedly last entry in the Saw saga, Saw the Final Chapter, comes full circle with Carrie Elwes' Dr. Gordon returning to help complete Jigsaw's puzzle. And the girl who kicked the hornet's nest completes the Swedish language film adaptation of the gazillion-selling Stieg Larsson-penned Millennium Trilogy and whets the appetite for the upcoming American versions. More DVD news awaits in the Fox Light blog and podcast at foxnewsradio.com. In New York, Rob Moorer, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
A federal appeals court is denying the government's request to suspend a lawsuit that challenges the military's ban on openly gay service members. Meantime, plans for training are beginning.
A new policy means new rules and regulations to teach the 2.5 million members of the military community.
We expect to start very quickly.
Undersecretary of Defense Clifford Stanley says the approach is three-tiered.
Starting out with our experts, that's the first tier. The second tier deals with our commanders or our leaders, and the third tier is, of course, the force.
Full implementation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal is expected later this year. In the meantime, the Pentagon says it will enforce the ban on openly gay military service. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
NATO says two soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan because of a roadside bomb. 29 NATO troops have died this month. Candy is dandy, but this is just gross.
If you've been chewing on candy bars with the eye-catching name of toxic waste nuclear sludge, you might want to know that the Food and Drug Administration has determined they really are toxic. Last week, California health officials found that the cherry-flavored bar has more than twice the legal amount of lead permitted by the FDA. And while other flavors weren't tested, the Indiana-based company Candy Dynamics has pulled all flavors of the bars out of stores, quote, out of an abundance of caution. The bars are imported from Pakistan, and Candy Dynamics says if you have any of them, unwrap them and toss them in the garbage. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Parking is not easy in San Francisco, and residential parking permits are coveted. Now the San Francisco Metropolitan Transportation Authority is considering if child care providers should get those permits too. The group of parents pushing for a yes, as nannies are often forced to choose between a fine or leaving kids unattended every 2 hours to find a new spot. But critics say it doesn't make any sense to encourage more driving in such a crowded city. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Looks like we got cloudy skies today with a high of 62. The southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy, low of 45. South-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. About an 80% chance that we're going to get some rain starting after midnight tonight. And through Sunday, we're going to have periods of rain, high of 60. The east-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Probably get about a quarter of an inch of rain on Sunday. And out there on the Monterey Bay today, the west winds 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And tonight out there, south winds 5 knots, becoming southwest 5 to 15 after midnight. Wind waves less than 2 feet, becoming 3 after midnight. And a west swell of 5 to 7 feet at 13 seconds. Sunday out there, the southwest winds 10 to 20 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 7 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. Showers are likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, no incidents at this time to report. If you see something out there, 475-1080, let me know. Current temperatures, we've got Salinas at 54 degrees and partly cloudy. It's partly cloudy in Watsonville at 52. And partly cloudy in Monterey at 57. We're at 56 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time, 11:06 and 47 seconds on this Saturday, January 29th. Up next, the second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Okay, and here we are back in the studio here. Don is here. John took off. Thanks, John Sandage, for coming in. But you're still here, Don?
Yes.
And Kay is here, too. Bring the microphone a little closer to your mouth, please, Ma. And Mr. Logic is still with us here. Dick is taken off here. Evergreen in Live Oak, JT in Watsonville. And I guess we still have Steve also. But let's officially start hour number two of the Saturday special. So we'll just do that right now. And... Well, we got another hour left, and we're actually going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary all year long, so there's a lot more ahead. Stay with us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio 5.
The normal format here is for us to play the Kay's commentary, but we're going to not do that today. We're going to dispense with that because we have Kay herself live and in person right here in the studio. Welcome, Ma.
Thank you.
Get a little closer to the mic, please, a lot closer so we can hear you. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Congratulations on the actual receipt of some of the books.
Right.
Yeah. For the last couple of months... people have been purchasing for KSCO I'm Kay's Whirling on the KSCO website using PayPal or their credit card or whatever. It's a real simple thing to do, and there's two ways to do it. One way is you click to buy the book and have it shipped to you, and the other way is to click to buy the book, print out the receipt, and bring it down to the radio station when we let you know that it's here to pick up. And we're supposed to have, you know, several hundred of the Kay's commentary books coming here. They should have been here by now, but I guess I misunderstood or whatever. For whatever reason, there was a delay, but we did get about 50 of them, and we have already distributed maybe 20 of them or so, 20 of the 50, to people who have already purchased the book and paid for the shipping and handling and so forth. Now, for those of you who are listening now, and can make it down to the radio station today, like now, during the next hour or two, you can actually pick up your book and have Kay sign it here for you, because she'll be here. But again, for those of you who have not yet purchased the book, I don't want you to think that you can come down and just get, because it's very limited. We gotta put out the books that have been bought and paid for and spoken for first. Like I said, in a week or two, probably within a couple of weeks, we're going to have all the books, so you can buy it. But anyhow, let's talk to Mom about how does it feel to be an author?
It feels very nice. It's very humbling, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this happened because when you started doing commentaries, what, a dozen years ago on the station?
Yes.
More and more people appreciated them, and more people suggested that they become available on a CD, and better yet, a book.
Right.
A compilation. So you went to work on that, about a year ago or something, and Michael Olson and a number
Michael
and
Olson
Carol Stafford and Melanie Flint and a whole you know, slew of people helped you here put it together.
I think you mentioned them all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so here it is, and I heard that you were on the Mark Silverman program for a little while earlier this week. Are you getting ready to run the gauntlet here? I think you're going to be asked to be interviewed on a bunch of stations
forth. That would be nice.
But let's start with this one here. So what's your favorite commentary in the whole?
Well, that's what you asked me this morning, Michael, and I didn't know that I would be able to do it so fast, but during the last hour while I was waiting, I came across what I consider my favorite commentary.
Do you want to read it?
And I used
it. You want
it
to read it live?
I could. Yeah, I could do that.
Or do you
want
to just talk
about
it? What's easier?
No, I'm going to read it because it's very clear about how our country is the way it is now.
Okay.
And the topic is political correctness. And let me start to read, okay?
Sure.
And you'll get the picture. This was February the 20th, 2003. Political correctness emerged in the late 1960s as the brainchild of the academic left, born of emotion. This is to say, feelings, not facts, not reality. It was decided by the left that to be politically correct, one must no longer use the word handicapped. Instead, that word was replaced by the words physically challenged. Nothing really changed. The handicapped person was still handicapped and probably came to terms with the situation a long time ago. Anyhow, the word challenged came into vogue, and any condition remotely negative or sad became hyphenated, followed by the word challenged. KSCO's Russian talk host perpetuates this charade, no doubt jokingly, by explaining his lack of proficiency in English by starting each program saying that he is linguistically challenged, another manifestation of political correctness bordering on the absurd. About 5 years ago, a local high school accustomed to honoring the students graduating with the highest grades by naming them the valedictorian had to withdraw that traditional singular honor because 11 students had the almost same grade average. Had the administrators factored in other individual accomplishments, One student would have stood out front, but rather than hurt anyone's feelings that year, there were 11 valedictorians. So much for the joy of achievement. Likewise, in the 1960s, UCSC initiated a pass-fail grading system to replace letter grades, primarily because it was more compassionate for students who were unable to attain A's and B's. The pursuit of excellence was no longer rewarded. In fact, it was disdained. In the name of feelings, there came a settling for mediocrity. Political correctness heralded the dumbing down of our educational system. Competing has become politically incorrect. Students are no longer expected to be high achievers. Everybody's comfort level must be equal. Nobody must have hurt feelings. Nothing except, nobody except maybe the innocent victims of affirmative action. The best and the brightest have to defer to the less able. Many brilliant students have been locked out of medical schools, law schools, dental schools, etc. There must be a way to implement affirmative action without punishing those with the most potential. The feelings of everyone affected should be considered. Because of political correctness, children are not being properly disciplined, not at home and not at school, because it might stifle their creativity. Parents were admonished to avoid saying no or do not to their kids for fear that those restrictions might damage juniors' psyche. Feelings have replaced discipline and common sense. Children are being cheated out of having parameters. As a result, respect for parents and teachers has eroded. In some schools, teachers are being cursed, assaulted, and in extreme cases, some have even been raped by students. Because of political correctness, many parents have abdicated their roles as guiding influences and instead have opted to be their kids' buddies. Not all parents, only those who have allowed themselves to be seduced by the misguided notion of political correctness. So if the shoe fits, wear it. So that was my first attempt to explain what I feel about political correctness. And the next one just keeps going on, moving along. If you want me to read it, I will.
No, it's okay.
Okay. I mean, well, that's the idea.
Yeah, of the
program.
I would like to do, I want to get back to the phone lines. In fact, Rosemary is on the phone here, but let me just read the back of the cover here.
Oh, okay.
I want to read this because I wrote these words and I mean it from the heart here. So it's wonderful as a parent to be proud of your child. Not being a parent, I have no children to be proud of, but I do have one very special mom, Kay Zwirling, of whom I am as proud as anyone can be. My father, Bernard, blessed with an amazing sense of humor, used to jokingly ask my mom, "How many people admired you today?" Mom and I would chuckle, never dreaming how fitting and appropriate that question would be someday. I always knew Mom had a fine mind, a great clear-speaking voice, and a special flair to be direct, logical, and concise with her thoughts. Over the years, I have had the pleasure to see Mom, now 89, going on 49, evolve and grow into a most popular and certainly the most admired personality in our family-owned independent news talk radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, which serves the Monterey Bay and Silicon Valley areas of California. Please enjoy this long-requested compilation of Kay's commentaries written and broadcast for more than a decade by my very best friend. And that's from me.
And thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Ma. And for those of you who've already bought books, they're available now. If you want to come on down today, you can get them. Otherwise, make arrangements. I think it's Rosie. I guess we'll get Rosie on the phone here. Is it 9 to 3 on weekdays? 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
Sounds good, MZ. Yes, good morning and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. To you too,
Rosie. And to all of us, I just wanted to phone in and just say how proud I am to be a member of the staff at the station. And
Rosemary, you were with us almost from the very beginning.
I was. I remember the very first day I worked there. In fact, I remember the first 2 weeks I worked there specifically, you know, coming in and sort of being bossy and getting things organized.
Yeah, phone was ringing wildly when Brother Lou and I were interviewing you, and you said, "Excuse me, let me pick up the phone." And you took over right away. Right, we knew we had the right person immediately.
Right.
So.
Who would have? And we loved your English accent too.
Who would have thought 20 years later here we would be having this conversation? But I just want to say that, you know, I know the listeners hear about the technical difficulties and things like that, but the staff is just spectacular. They are absolutely spectacular,
right,
to a one. They're marvelous people to work with, and they're very professional, and they work very, very hard to keep KSVO humming along. And I just wanted to acknowledge everybody on the air, because sometimes people may not hear that.
And the staff, we've had a great staff. I think we've got the best staff ever right now.
It's like a radio family is what it is.
No doubt about that. And bless the listeners, too, those LLs. Without them, we wouldn't have anything. And we do greatly appreciate them listening in and supporting our advertisers and tuning in and just loving the station, because it's such a treat of a station. It's a rare building, it's a rare radio station, and it's a rare thing to have local ownership as it is. So it's a pleasure, and I just wanted to say congratulations from me to all of you, both owners and
all
staff.
All of us.
And, yes, all of us.
Right back at you, Rosie. Right back at you.
All right, thanks, boss. Enjoying the program. Great to hear all these voices again.
Thank you. Take care. Let's see. Is Mr. Logic still here? On the phone this time?
No.
Hello, Mr. Logic.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine because you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone and I'm on Skype too.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I'll bring you up on Skype and see if there's a delay. Now talk.
Okay, testing. One, two, three.
I think it's better without Skype in this case.
You think so?
Yeah, but I can try it with Skype and not the phone. Go ahead. Say your test again.
Okay, testing. 1, 2, 3.
It's much better on the phone, right?
Right.
Much clearer. Okay. Before we go to Evergreen and JT, do you have any thoughts about recollections about, you know, your experiences at KSCO in the past, or is that sort of putting you on the spot? I don't want to do that. Hello? I think Mr. Logic went away. On the phone?
No. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No, you.
Oh, okay. Say again, then. I missed.
Do you have any special recollections, or is that just a chat about being here and doing the thinking machine and being associated with KSCO, you know, for over the years? Not so much lately, but, you know, back in the 90s, during the heyday of the thinking machine and so forth. Do you have any thoughts that you want to share with the audience? I remember you got yourself in an awful lot of trouble one day telling Polish jokes. because you're Polish yourself, and you figured you had the license to do that. But boy, did you get into trouble. I mean, it's like you touched a hornet's nest.
Well, getting in trouble isn't a stranger to me, I guess. I tend to do things rather different from the typical person. But you asked me what do I remember most about the show. Would probably be the very first show I had to do. Because it wasn't my idea to really do the show. It was yours, remember?
Yeah.
I did the very first time, I couldn't get to sleep that night. All I could do was, I stayed awake all night worrying about what I was going to say and how it was going to turn out and everything.
It was an echo.
I know.
By the time I did the show after 10 years, you know, I could kind of care less. I kind of went and came and did it off the cuff.
Now, the phone is getting so bad we can't even understand you now. Is that the cell phone? Do you have a landline that you can call on, maybe?
Yeah, I could.
Because then we'll be able to. Why don't you do that? Because I definitely want to hear the rest of this story. While you're doing that, while you're calling us and getting back on, we'll take a couple of other callers. Is that okay, Bob?
Okay.
Great. Okay, thanks. Here's Evergreen in Live Oak. Evergreen, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special. You're on with MZ and K.
20th anniversary all year long. I like it.
Yeah. No, because we want to have some really special events also. You know,
well, I'm sort of waiting for the February 12th book signing. Is it still going to happen? I want to come to a gala event.
We're not sure. I just can't get an answer. The only way I'll be able to tell... The only way they're able to tell me when the books will arrive is when they are shipped.
They
haven't been shipped yet.
No.
Well, you probably got the first run off the printer.
I got angry with them and I said, listen, yeah. I'm getting egg on my face, making promises to all the listeners, who many of whom have bought and spent, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, paid for the darn thing.
Right, now they're paying on their credit card.
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't gotten the book yet. And so please, we've got callers coming in here. Hold on, if you're calling, ringing, we'll get to you. We'll get it answered here.
That's what they said to you?
No.
Oh.
They said...
doesn't matter.
They said maybe February 6th, but we're not sure because
Maybe February 6th they might
ship
it. So
maybe on the 12th there'll be some kind of...
We just don't know, and so...
But we'll hope that happens. You can
wait another couple weeks and do a Mardi Gras event.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do, but we'll see. But during the whole year, the book is one thing, and it happens to be coming out. It happens to coincide with the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's good. But there are a lot of things to do, and we're getting our heads together to figure out what things to do. Probably some event at the station. Maybe an event. Maybe we'll bring George Norrie to town or something.
Wow.
You know, we're thinking about something like
really?
That and hire a theater or a civic auditorium or something.
Oh.
We might do something on Chardonnay with, a catered thing. We might do all of the above, but we have this year to do it. It crept up on us so fast that we just couldn't do it right now when the actual anniversary is. So it's fine. We'll make it the whole year.
Oh, well.
By the way.
Exactly. By the way, I wanted to stand in for Mr. Sandage and his comment about Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
About being rude and inappropriate. I think I agree. I've seen Rachel Maddow and just a snippet of her, and I thought she was kind of attractive, but still making that sort of comment, even though I love Alex Jones, because he's such a useful irritant.
Uh-huh.
He really is. I mean, that's his value, is he's freaking people out and making them... that's part of what's going on in our society, in my view, is that survival instinct, that people are down in their lower chakras, if you will, to coin a Santa Cruz kind of metaphor. But it's all about survival, and so when you're survival, you'll hit below the belt, and I think that's sort of what Alex did, you know. And...
We'll have to forgive him for that.
People are in such survival mode. There's all that fear going around. I agree with John that it doesn't help exactly, but in a way it sort of does. What did you say, Kay?
I said that we'll just have to live with that.
Okay. We'll have to forgive poor Alex.
Yeah,
Alex,
we'll have to forgive him because...
I love Alex.
He
admits himself he's not perfect.
He has a lot of courage.
And a lot of what?
Courage.
Oh,
to
now,
be
yeah,
the
exactly.
one that stands up like that. And
right.
actually, one of my latest commentaries was about him. And his wife is scared all the time.
I'm scared, too.
And so is Alex scared.
I mean, people are so irritated these days. I was in the supermarket parking lot of about maybe 5-6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was it was twilight, and this little girl was sitting in the shopping cart, and her parents had taken the groceries out. And she was trying to climb out of the grocery cart by herself. And there's no counterbalance. And I thought, she's going to fall flat on her face and break her nose or something and really get hurt. So I told her to wait. Hold it. Wait for your parents. And then the guy turned around, and he says, you better mind your own business or you're going to get hurt. And he started to pull a knife on me in the parking lot because I was trying to save his little girl.
Oh,
I mean, weird stuff happens.
Wow. Hey, here's an email from one of our greatest supporters, Alan Mulho, to MZ. Dear MZ, I'm enjoying your show. I've listened through the many iterations, and I'm glad you have one of my favorites on. John Sandage, I listen to him today on KPIG and occasionally on KUSP. I'm fairly conservative, but always enjoyed John and Eric Scheck for the same reasons that John stated about Charlie Friedman. Reasonable discourse.
Right.
I like Brad Cava, but the rest of the new lefties cut off conversation and interrupt if you don't agree. Right. Here's an idea about keeping Brad and bring back Sleepy John on your What's Left show. Thanks for 20 years of local good radio. That's from Alan in Watsonville. Thank you, Alan. You're the greatest. Alan and a number of other loyal KSCO listeners not only listen to us, but they send us some money on at KSCO.com, which is very, very nice.
Fantastic.
I think that's really sweet.
John.
Here's a fax that Don Husing handed me, and it's addressed to John, right? It's addressed to John Sandage, who's probably listening but is not here with us.
Yeah, that's from Vernon.
Okay.
Whose name was coined by John.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, Vernon.
I've met Don Husing. He's such a treasure, too.
Yeah.
Well, we agree.
Did you hear Evergreen just call you a treasure?
I think everybody's a treasure box, you know? You just have to look for the treasure a little bit harder in some people.
So here's
hey, I've got a quote for this is one that I wrote for and this is for Kay and all the other elders out there. Can I read it?
Sure.
I wrote this. An elder is a person who is still growing, still a learner, still with potential, and whose life continues to have within it promise for and connection to the future.
Oh, that fits for
an
me.
Elder
Thank
is still
you.
In pursuit of happiness, joy, and pleasure. And her or his birthright to these remain intact. Moreover, an elder is a person who deserves respect and honor and whose work it is to synthesize wisdom from long life experience and formulate such into legacy for future generations.
Oh, how lovely that is. To add a little something to it.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I just feel like as an elder, every day is a gift.
Yeah. I guess this...
It sure is.
That's the advantage of being an elder is that you have that sense of perspective that you can treasure it. I mean, these young people who feel that they're bulletproof.
Take so much for granted.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to read this fax that Don handed me from Vernon, and it says, John, some things just don't change. As if anybody on MSNBC has anything kind, generous, loving, and understanding to say about that man that you so loathe. They always make fun of his weight, run the video clip of him when he was 50 to 100 pounds heavier, and call him the drugster.
Are they talking about Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, despite the fact that he confronted and kicked his addiction to pain meds, oxycodone. Mm. The hypocrisy from the progressives is loud and deafening, and that's signed Vernon with a smile. Now, Vernon, and John are couldn't be more opposite politically, but they've always been friendly to each other. And,
sure.
And,
civil.
Yes. More than that.
Absolutely. I don't agree with Charlie.
More than that.
Charlie Friedman on hardly anything most of the time, except for his insistence on reasoned discourse. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how to fit him with a tinfoil hat for a lot of things.
Right.
You know? But I'd really appreciate the discourse there, you know, that does it in a reasonable fashion. But he hangs up on people when they try to discuss the Twin Towers.
That's not fair.
And that is really...
Yeah.
Very telling.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
But
Charlie is not a very open-minded man.
Well, and he's a treasure.
But he is a treasure. That's true. Okay, thank you very much, Evergreen. Always
anyway,
great to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you kindly. I'm going to wait for the gala event, and I'll let you get to other callers.
Okay, thank you much.
Blessings.
Okay, JT, and we're going to get back to Mr. Logic, who's called back. But JT's been waiting for a while. So, JT, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Yeah, hi, MD.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm a KSCO junkie. I'm sure your board ops know, and Nikki knows. You guys are the beacon of light through the Monterey Bay Area for any disaster or any weather news or any traffic news. You're just so fantastic. And I want to say the woman sitting next to you in the studio, and I've been in the studio a number of times, is why you're so special. It's why when the man asked you, do you think that's wrong that Alex Jones said that? And you stuttered a little bit. Well, don't you think it's wrong? And you said, well, maybe it's wrong. Well, the reason that is because your mom taught you, I believe, that the freedom of speech and expression is one of the most precious things you can have. And the fact that somebody says something that somebody else doesn't like, and maybe politically correct for some people who have very strong belief systems, isn't all there is a fact of life that there are some people who are Christian, some people who are Jewish, some people who are Muslim. There are many other religions, and some of them are way less accepting than ours, ours being Jewish and Christian. And so I just want to say I can't wait till the other books come in. I don't have a credit card to buy one online, but when they come into the station, I would love to come in and buy one.
Oh, great.
Two rows behind you at the Alex Jones deal. I respect his courage, as Kay said. But there are a lot of people with courage. Charlie's got courage to say what he says. And MZ, you have courage to run the station the way you do without prejudice. And thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Now, let's see. There is something that I want to play here. And I don't know whether it will play or whether I have to. Here, let's see. Yes. Let's see if it plays. Hello?
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to congratulate and wish a happy anniversary to Michael and the KSCO family for their 20th year in spectacular leading-edge broadcasting. We're so proud of our association with them. And between KSCO, ZBS Radio Network, Michael's Whirling, and myself, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and the entire Youngevity team, together we can save America. Between the collapse of the healthcare system and the collapse of the financial system, how good is it that we can actually get everybody in America to own their own business for $10, give them free training, and actually help them with their health? We can actually reduce the risk of over 900 different diseases, add 25 to 50 health years to their life, and save them a gob of money. And it can save them a gob of misery. How good is that? Thank you, Michael, for 20 great years.
That was a pre-record. That was a record. I asked Doc. Doc blasted me out of bed this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, at like 6 in the morning to call about something. And I said, oh, I thought you were calling to wish happy anniversary. Anniversary? What do you mean anniversary?
And he
said, call in between 10 and no, I'm going to be doing lectures. I can't do it then. He said, get out a recorder. I'll make a recording right now. So that's what that was that you just heard.
Was that a plug?
What else is new?
Yeah, right. No, it's true. It's true that Doc Wallach is a merciless promoter. I mean, there's no question about it. But what he says is right on.
Yes.
It really is.
Certainly
and
is.
And now more than ever. I mean, he is so committed. You know, he's exactly who he says he is, and he doesn't apologize for it. I mean, he says that he wishes us the best and then goes on to a commercial for his for the company. However, I got to say, my association with the company and the association with many of the people that I've been working with, and now working with Alex Jones in the company, spreading that message, I'm very proud of. And though Doc really, you know, people sort of laugh at him and think, oh, golly, you know, he's promoting the business when he's supposed to be just saying nice things about congratulations on the 20th anniversary. That's just, it's so Doc. It's so perfectly Doc.
So what else is new?
Yeah.
And you can hear him each weekday at noon on KOMY and call in and
on demand
questions.
On demand at KSCO.com we need to put it on iTunes. We need to really come into the 21st century with Doc Wallach and with KSCO as Alex Jones has. Alex Jones doesn't have all that many radio affiliates, but he has millions and millions and millions of people listening to him on the internet because he understands how to use the internet. And I say we understand, but we don't really practice. We're not behaving like we understand how to use the internet. Whatever. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special, 20th anniversary special. And Nikki reminds me that we better play some commercials or they won't have KSCO to kick around much longer. So let's do it.
Winter is the time to make certain your home is safe and ready for the long, dark nights. Hi, I'm Charlie Friedman.
And I'm Tino from JM Electric. Charlie's right. Get a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric. Listen.
My name is Lane LeCompte, and I live in Soquel. My home is about 45 years old. There were a lot of things I was wondering how my home was still standing. And I want to make sure that my home is safe. Oh, they came out. They were wonderful. They really took care of everything and all of the items we had. Yes, I sleep very well after the work that they did.
Don't wait until you blow a circuit. Call for a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric today.
I'll personally come out and walk through your home to see if I can spot any trouble before it happens. I'm Tino at JM Electric, 422-7819. That's 422-7819. Or jmelectric.com and tell them Charlie sent you.
Hey gals, Phyllis Anderson here. Have you ever looked at women on TV and thought, I wish my skin looked like that? How do they do it? Really good makeup, that's how. Well, Dr. Wallach, the mineral doctor, has brought us Pure Mineral Makeup. Other brands contain heavy metals, dyes, and fillers you might not want on your face. Yes, we all want to look good, but we also want to protect our skin, keep it young, and keep out toxins. Now, I never used to wear foundation. My skin looked fine, and who wants to smear glop on your face and wear a mask all day? Well, one day I looked in the mirror and saw lots of brown spots from sun exposure. I tried the Youngevity Mineral Makeup and was thrilled. It's so easy to use and feels lighter than air. My skin looks perfect. The brown spots have faded back and my skin has actually improved. Makeup is fun again. Ladies, once you try Youngevity Mineral Makeup, there's no going back. You won't want to leave home without it. Call us now, toll free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Hello, this is Donald Davidson, the host of the Perspectives Radio Show on every Saturday, 12 noon. We interview well-known authors and doctors in many fields, bringing you cutting-edge news on current events on both a local and national level. So listen in to the Perspectives Radio Show at 12 noon on Saturdays on 1080 KSCO.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
okay, welcome back to hour number two of the KSCO 20th anniversary special. MZ, Don Husing, KZ, and Mr. Logic with you. And Mr. Logic is on a landline now. And so we would like very much to bring him on and have him finish the story that he was telling us about the memorable first episode.
Well, I'm not sure it was really much of a story. I just remembered that.
And you're on a landline? That sounds worse than ever.
Well, I can't help that.
God, that's just, I don't know what's going on here. Well, we'll try to listen anyhow. Go ahead.
You want to go back to Skype?
No. okay, yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know what's wrong here.
Well, like you said, your station has the best technical difficulties in the world.
Yeah, it does have the best technical difficulties in the world.
You know, maybe it's Mr. Logic.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Well, listen, tell the story as best you can here.
Well, here, let me try something. I'm going to turn off Skype. Maybe that might make a difference. Is that any different? Probably not.
Way better. Thank you.
Really?
Yes. Now you sound normal.
Oh, that's strange. I had Skype going at the same time. Because I was listening on Skype because it sounds better on my end.
Oh, okay. That's the problem. Okay. Well, we hear you perfectly now, so go ahead and tell the story. I can't wait.
Well, there isn't really much of a story. I mean, I just remember probably the most memorable show of the 10 years that I did it there would be the very first one, simply because I had so much stage fright and I didn't know what to do. And I think I pre-recorded part of the show. I used to have this Igor thing, in fact, that Don Husing helped do.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, you know,
we had that somewhere.
Pounding on the door. I forget how it went. You got to help me, help me. It's this radio station. I can't get any. Well, anyway, Don Husing did it a whole lot better.
It was Mr. Igor was at the door.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a lot of that kind of stuff going just to kill time.
Now there's some great, we got to revive some of those promos and just start playing them all during the 20th.
While Bob's on the phone, I want to know how my investment is doing. How is Simple going, Bob?
How is Simple doing? Yeah. Actually, it's doing pretty well.
Tell what Simple is for the audience.
Well, Simple is a programming language that I came up with about 15 years ago. And it's now in its second reincarnation. We're announcing a beta version of it actually in this past week, and it's a programming language which we call a programming for kids, but it's actually for everybody. Anybody who wants to use their computer to do more than just search the internet for email and the usual typical stuff. It allows you to make your own computer games, your own screensavers, and stuff like that.
And it's something that it's so simple, anyone can do it, even me?
Even me.
Yeah. It was just two or three commands, as I remember.
Well, it's...
at the beginning, I think.
It's more than that, but it's not a trivial language, but it's a lot easier than the conventional languages that are out there.
So you must have forgotten my address for all those checks over the years, right?
Royalty checks, yeah.
Well, I'll give you 50% of everything I've gotten from Simple.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
Thanks, Bob.
Anyhow, so great. I always remember the big hoopla that you made for a week or two before you were gonna give your there was a promo that you made that says, "Is abortion murder? Yes or no?" And there is an answer, and you had this great big build up until you did the program. And I won't say what happened.
I don't remember what happened, actually.
I think there were a lot of calls.
Tons of calls.
Oh, you want to hear something? I got you on the phone. I wish I had my show going now because I'd like to try this out. I was talking with somebody I met at one of the local bars up here a few days ago. And he's obviously not a very knowledgeable science person. But I thought I'd have some fun with him. And so he knows that I'm into science and everything. And so I told him, and this is a true statement, I said, scientists have discovered that in the past approximately 3 weeks, 3 weeks ago, the Earth has started moving away from the sun at about several hundred miles an hour, and it's increasing. It's accelerating further away. It's going to be over 1,000 miles an hour in the next month or so. That's faster than a Boeing 747. And I wanted to see what his reaction would be. And he got all freaked out. Does that mean we're heading for an ice age? Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't really elaborate. I wanted to kind of play along with him to see if how far he would go with this. And, of course, what I was alluding to is that the beginning of January, the Earth in its orbit around the sun reached its closest point, the perihelion point. And after that, it starts moving away in its elliptical orbit. And it's moving away at almost 1,000 miles an hour. And that's something that I guess the typical person doesn't really realize is that how fast the Earth is moving around.
Well, and it's true, but all you have to think about, you know that the that I remember from grade school that the equator is like 25,000 miles, right? And if the Earth, it takes 24 hours, to go from day to day.
1,000 miles an hour,
That means it's a little more than 1,000 miles an hour, at least at the equator that you're traveling. Right.
Well, but in the case of the Earth going around the sun.
I've been holding on since that date. Get a firm grip.
You know, the distance between the Earth and the Sun changes about 3 million miles over the course of a year, from 91.5 million up to 94.5 million. So in 3 million miles, you have 365 days to cover essentially 3 million miles out and 3 million miles back. And so that comes out when you do the arithmetic, order of magnitude, about 1,000 miles an hour. And you don't think of that because you look up in the sky and nothing's moving. I mean, you see the sun, it doesn't look like it's getting any closer. But when you put it in the terms of how fast it's moving relative to a commercial jet liner, if you were in an airplane trying to catch the Earth as it's moving, not just around the sun, but just the radial distance from the sun, you wouldn't be able to catch the Earth. It'd be moving away from you too fast.
And isn't the reason that you don't notice it is because the atmosphere just sort of sticks to the Earth with it? You know, it's sort of like, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons because, well, we don't feel the motion, so to speak, because it's we're bound in the gravitational field of the Earth and everything is inertially not moving relative to us. But it's sometimes fun to put these things in perspective so you don't just quote some memorized fact like, oh, the Earth is 93 million miles from the sun. Okay, big deal. When you start to put it in terms where you can understand, like, you know, in terms of how fast the jet plane would be moving, then you get a real feel for what's going on.
I see. Okay, well, good. So listen, the big question of the hour for you, Mr. Logic, is are you coming back to do the Thinking Machine on KSCO?
Not unless I get a better Skype connection.
Okay. All right, well, we'll work on that. I think all that it was I think you just need a better microphone. I think that'll do it. And we can figure out other ways to do it here. But so the answer is yes with a better connection?
Eventually. I mean, I can't do it right away. I've got other things going on, but
yeah.
It's fun to come back and do
maybe,
it again.
Maybe by summertime or spring?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. All right. I'll pass it along to people who want to know. Hey, thank you so much. You want to stay on with us here? I'll put you on hold.
I'll listen on Skype.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that. Great. Okay, very much. That's Mr. Logic himself, soon to be back on your favorite radio station. Then I don't know if it's 2 months or 3 months or whatever, but it will be. It will be. You heard it first right here on KSCO AM 1080, your favorite radio station, celebrating 20 years of return to local ownership and management. Don, is there anything that you – I want to close the program. We have about 10 minutes. With something very special and funny, but I, if you're hearing, there's something that you might want to. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Or? Well, no. There was an opening to introduce Rosemary.
Yeah.
That we're going to play.
Oh, good.
But Nikki can play it.
Okay.
Because it was our first anniversary show that Rosemary and I did together, I believe.
Ah.
But I don't know what year it was because although I mentioned the day. I didn't mention the year.
Well, it was definitely a year. It was definitely a year. Okay, so take it away, Nikki. Hello? It's there somewhere, right?
Maybe she has to find it again.
Yeah. Okay. No, you can't do it.
Okay.
Well, right, that didn't happen. So what we'll do is we will finish up. Let me explain what this is here. John Muth was on this radio station when we bought it. Doing the Noon Balloon, and it was a wonderful program. It was just a wonderful, wonderful program. John could carry on an intelligent conversation on any topic. And great voice, you know, very well read, knows everything about history and so forth. And so in 1996 and 97, I had the idea of putting John Muth with my father. Here and doing a Saturday special, a Saturday joke special. There were four of them. And this was, they were all just very, very memorable and a lot of fun. And this is, I'm going to close out the program with a clip from one of those Saturday specials. I think this is one of the most memorable ones of all. But, you know, they were all great. So I'm going to fade it up.
Down, or else I wasn't going to be able to listen to her and listen to her complaint. She yelled at me and hung up the phone on me.
You know what I could do, though? Since she criticized me and I am a minority, I could take the Sheck point of view and call her a racist. Do you think that would work?
Oh, that's...
I don't know.
That's the traffic lackey.
She wanted to participate on the program.
Well yeah, since... in honor of the UFW thing that happened last hour, I was wondering, do any of you guys know what do you call it when two gay Mexicans are having sex? Nobody?
Oh, let me think. Gay Mexican. Okay. Oh, no, I don't know what they call it.
Juan on Juan.
Oh. You know what they call a homosexual Mexican?
What?
That's what I'm trying to think, what they call them.
Oh. Well, you could say it, but you'd probably get in trouble.
No. Hey, so they call him a senor eater.
Oh.
But anyway, it's like a Jewish homosexual.
What's that?
He's a Hebrew. But all these jokes about homosexuals, they've been going on ever since I can remember.
Are they getting you turned on?
No, they never turned me on. You know, he and she had never turned me on.
Really?
So anyway, that's the part that I like to talk about as far as.
All right,
jokes,
you know what? I want to fast forward to this great little piece here, and I think it's right at around 20 minutes.
Using genuine Toyota part. Toyota Street Smart Brake Special, just $69.95.
Here, let me find it.
Andrew S., the traffic lackey, Bernard Zwirling, my father, and John Muth, and you, the callers. Let's go to our first call now. Richard from Watsonville. Hi, you're on the air.
Mikey.
Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Zwirling.
Oh, yeah, he didn't hear you. He didn't have the headphones on.
You know, that's the best thing that I've heard so far today was when he called you Mikey, and I'm going, God, that is Mr. Zwirling.
Oh, did you call me Mikey? I didn't even hear that.
No, I didn't.
You must have heard. You must
he
have
likes
been
it. He likes it.
Well, no, that's the way it was when Mike was a little guy, you know? And it was Mr. Zwirling.
If I told you what he really called me, that's something I can't say.
Oh, yeah, it was probably something like what Mitch
called me. It starts with S and it ends with S, and there's a. Well, never mind.
No, Dad,
you can't do that. You can't do that on the radio. That's a bad
No, your dad's here. Actually told the best
can't
joke.
Do that.
Every time we've done this, your dad's probably told the best joke of them all when he told the one about the Jewish favorite sport being football and them wanting a quarterback, you know. Every time I see anybody in football, man, I just think of that joke. Okay, how you doing, John?
Pretty good.
I thought you were coming back, man.
Well, I'm back than I was a month ago.
Aren't you the man to take Rush Limbaugh's place?
Sure, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we got a slot open there on the other side for up against Rush. That's a good move, Mike.
Yeah, well, we'll figure out something one of these days here. We got to get the technical glitches out. When you run two radio stations out of one site here, there's all kinds of problems that you discover one right after another.
Well, now you're talking above everybody's head, but everybody I think will agree that Joe would make a good opposite of Rush.
Oh yeah, hey, that's great.
But what's a Jewish American princess's favorite wine?
What?
I want to go to Palm Springs.
Oh.
What's the definition of endless love?
I don't know.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles playing tennis with Nurse Roberts officiating.
What's the difference between herpes and true love?
Herpes and true love.
Yeah.
You can get rid of one of them.
I say herpes is forever.
Yeah, yeah. What two things in the air can make a woman pregnant?
What two things in what?
What two things in the air can make a woman pregnant? Oh. John knows this one.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Her legs.
Oh.
Why did God invent the climax?
What was that again?
Why did God invent the climax?
I don't know.
So black people would know when to stop having sex.
Oh.
How do you make a black person real nervous? Take them to an auction. Why do black people keep chickens around their house? To teach their kids how to walk.
Hey, Richard.
Why did God invent women? Because sheep can't cook.
Oh. Hey, Richard.
Oh, John will love this one. What do you call a Filipino contortionist?
I don't know.
A Manila folder.
Oh.
Why are Jewish men circumcised? Jewish women won't buy anything unless it's 20% off.
Hey, I got a good one.
What do you get when you cross a Mexican and an octopus?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it sure can't pick a lot of tomatoes. Why was the homosexual fired from the sperm bank?
Why?
He got caught drinking on the job. Oh. How come pygmy women can't wear tampons?
I don't know.
I keep tripping over the strings.
Oh.
What do you call two Vietnamese in a Pontiac Trans Am?
Gooks of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah, the Gooks of Hazzard. Jeez. That was a good one. What do you call a what is the definition of a Polish lesbian?
Go ahead.
A woman that loves men.
Did you know that Webster spells Polish and Polish the same way?
Exactly.
Just shows that they don't know.
Okay,
I guess
you get the idea here. Hey, that's about it, gang. Here we are at the end of the program. Ma, Don, everybody, thanks for listening. Happy anniversary, and we're going to do more of this. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. So, Nikki, thank you very much. Program will be on tonight from 10 to midnight and on demand at KSCO.com.
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Let's see. I got to fill up 10 more seconds here before we get to Fox News. So
your
I guess I'll do that. Yeah.
For good news, good, yeah. Sports, yeah, traffic,
you.
And weather.
Thank you.
AM 1080,
yeah,
KSCO,
good.
Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Another evening in Egypt and another night of curfews being ignored. Egyptians are protesting against the 30-year reign of their president.
We heard so many complaints from citizens here and so much hatred sent in the direction of the police. Again, a real symbol of the state, a symbol of the security apparatus. They basically disappeared last night, and it has been a big change on the street. The military, the army, even in the tanks, seen as more ally than adversary. So for the moment, at least, it seems like that has had a bit of a steadying effect on the situation here in Cairo, in Egypt. But as we've seen in the last 2 days that we've been here, this story turns on a dime.
Fox's Greg Palcott reporting from Cairo. At least 62 people have died in Egypt. President Obama talking economy in his weekly address, using clean energy as a building block. He delivered his weekly address from a clean energy plant in Wisconsin on Wednesday.
We need to ensure that we're promoting innovation, especially in. This is going to be key to growing our economy and helping businesses create jobs.
Republicans talked about containing spending, but also said entrepreneurs deserve more than the same old song and dance from government.
We need to encourage and incentivize entrepreneurs, not tax and regulate them out of business.
That's Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson speaking for the GOP this week. A woman accused of killing her teenage son and daughter in Tampa is being treated at a hospital now. Authorities say Julie Powers Schechner killed her son on the way to soccer practice and her daughter after she got home. And police in Minot, North Dakota say they're questioning a person of interest after four people were found dead at two different homes in that town. A woman was found dead in her home, three others in another residence not far away. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you're on the go and need to know, you can be in touch with Fox News Radio live. Anytime, anyplace. You can skip back in time for up to 2 hours. Listen to free podcasts. Keep up to date with the very latest scrolling news headlines. Or listen to the latest news. Whether you're an iPhone, iPod Touch, or Android phone user, access Fox News Radio now at mobile.foxnewsradio.com. Mobile.foxnewsradio.com. Don't be caught with your apps down.
This country is about hard work and forward thinking, building, growing, and that it's called the American Dream for a reason. It's why Fox Business pushes the limit.
This administration chooses policy over people.
Close to $4 trillion in federal spending.
Contrary to what Washington wants you to believe, times are tough.
Calling out corruption and standing up to government overregulation. And we'll never quit. It's why we move forward. Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
The mess in Egypt isn't helping your finances.
The turmoil in Egypt is already affecting your pocketbook and investments here at home. Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials dropped 166 points, down about 1.5%. That erased almost half of the gains in the Dow since the beginning of the year. Of course, oil prices are rising, up $4 a barrel to about $90 a barrel on Friday. Any sustained increase like that could send gas prices higher at the pump, along with inflation in general. In Washington, Peter Barnes, Fox News Radio.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco is refusing a government request to suspend a lawsuit that challenges the military's ban on gays serving openly in the military. The Justice Department has to file papers arguing why the court should overturn the decision, which made Don't Ask, Don't Tell unconstitutional. Another notch on the belt for a tennis star.
She finally wins a major tennis tournament other than the U.S. Open. Dick Enberg, ESPN. The Belgian star loses the first set but comes back to win the Aussie championship in three sets against Li Na of China, the first Asian-born finalist in a Grand Slam. For Clijsters, it takes a while to sink in.
It gets overwhelms you a little bit.
It was Clijsters' fourth major championship. In the men's final, 2008 Aussie champ Novak Djokovic faces Britain's Andy Murray, who has never won a major. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Two and a Half Men is on hold because its star, Charlie Sheen, is back in rehab. One of Sheen's neighbors told a 911 operator the actor was intoxicated and complaining of chest and abdominal pains on Thursday night. Now a publicist for the 45-year-old actor says Sheen is at an undisclosed rehabilitation facility. Last year, Sheen pleaded guilty to assaulting his wife. He also made headlines for destroying a hotel room in New York. Karen Regal, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Cloudy today, high of 62. The southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 45. The south-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. There's about an 80% chance of rain. We're going to start getting some wet stuff coming down around midnight. And Sunday out there, periods of rain with high of 60. East-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Probably get about a quarter inch on Sunday of rainfall. Out there on the Monterey Bay today, the west winds 5 knots becoming south in the afternoon. The wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. Tonight out there, south winds 5 knots becoming